Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 479 for Monday, July 18th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were 60 cents to $2 per ton weaker in early activity on Monday. The November contract was down $1 at 469 following losses in the U.S. soy complex. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil were lower Monday morning as weather concerns in the U.S. have started to ease. China has been selling off its reserve soybeans, which further pressured the market. Canola's technical bias is to the downside, which added to the bearish tone. However, the Canadian dollar lost ground against its U.S. counterpart Monday morning, which underpinned canola by making the commodity more appealing to international buyers. Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which also capped declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, while corn and wheat were stronger. Soybeans were down 2 to 13 cents per bushel on Monday, pressured by mostly favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest and ample production. The U.S. is expected to produce a large amount of soybeans this year, which is bearish. Increased sales of soybeans from China added to the declines. Spillover pressure from the nearby soy oil market furthered losses. Soybeans are about 10 cents away from a key support level, which could limit losses. Corn prices were unchanged to up 2 cents per bushel in early activity as fund activity underpinned the market. Fund traders are moving into long positions, which is keeping some support in the market. However, favorable crop conditions limited gains. 76% of U.S. corn crops are in good to excellent condition ahead of a report set to be released today. China has also been selling reserve corn into the market, which is bearish. Losses in crude oil further underpin the market. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 4 cents per bushel with the Chicago September contract at $4.26. Wheat is technically wheat after closing below the 10-day moving average on Friday. However, fresh estimates for reduced corn area from Ukraine underpin the market. Ukraine's wheat is expected to be down 10% from year-ago levels, which is bullish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.